listening to that former Manchester United captain Paddy Crerant, who of course played with Sir Bobby. Morning to you, Paddy.
How are you?
Good to talk to you. Can you compare?
I take it you're Phil Nollison.
That is very observant, Paddy. Well done. 10 out of 10. Can you compare the two, Sir Bobby and Wayne Rooney?
I suppose you can, in lots of ways, because of the fact that both played for England and both of them playing for Manchester United for a long period of time. I must tell you a funny story, both of you, in actual fact. There was I used to go and watch the reserve team at Manchester United many years ago, and I was standing outside where the entrance to Old Trafford, the players' entrance, and there was two lads from Everton, and they have them at Manchester United, they probably have them at most football clubs. They followed the reserve team, the youth team, the first team, every team. And when they came and spoke to me, I'll never forget his name, Tommy Steele. Now, Tommy Steele was a big star going back a long time ago. And I remember him talking to me, and he says, "Have you seen Everton played lately, Paddy?" I said, "Of course not, I don't go to come to many reserve matches." He said, "Well, there's a young kid playing for Everton today. He's 16 years of age." And just at that, the Everton coach turned up and all these young kids got off. And this kid comes over and starts speaking to these two lads. The lads introduced me to him, Wayne Rooney. You know, I'd never heard of the kid in my life, knew nothing about him. So they were, when Wayne went into the dressing room, I took them up down onto the pitch, the side of the pitch, Old Trafford, and they were raving about this kid. They said, "You've never seen anything like this kid in all your life." And I'm thinking, oh, these two are off their head, these two. the game hadn't long started at Old Trafford after about 5 or 6 minutes. And Wayne Rooney got the ball on the halfway line, just in his own half in the centre circle. And he chipped the goalkeeper. Now, that's an impossible thing to do. I can't remember the goalkeeper was in goal for Manchester United. And the goalkeeper, usually when the ball's in the other half, will come maybe out to about the 18-yard line because of the ball being that far away. Well, Wayne Rooney saw him off his line and tried to chip him. And the goalie's scrambling back, and it just went over the bar enough. And I thought, my God almighty, what a brain this kid's got. And I watched him then for the rest of the game. I thought, my God almighty, what a player this kid is. And funny enough, not long afterwards, I spoke to a few of the people at Manchester United, the coaching staff, and spoke about Wayne Rooney. They all knew him. Would you believe that?
Yeah.
I'd never heard of the kid, never knew nothing about him.
Do you know, it's interesting, Paddy, as well, isn't it?
Knew all about him.
Because you can have the football skill, but clearly he had the football brain as well, didn't he?
Without question, and you don't get many people with a great football brain. Mostly midfield players had football brains, and I say that wisely because I was a midfield player.
And it's interesting.
No, but I just was amazed at the awareness of the kid at that age. He must have just turned about 16 then.
Yeah.
And have you continued to be amazed by his demonstration on the pitch?
No, once he came to Manchester United, I saw that great goal he scored when he made his debut for Everton, rather. And when he came to Manchester United, I realised what a great player he was. He was absolutely fantastic. So it's not a surprise to many of the people, particularly Manchester United fans, that have seen him playing for all those years. It's not a surprise to them that he beat Bobby's record. But what a feat, because what a player Bobby was, and nobody ever expected him to beat his records.
And I tell you what, he's going to probably earn a lot more money than Sir Bobby, isn't he? There's this amazing talk about China coming in.
Well, I know, it's crazy, isn't it, the money they're offering for... Well, I think Wayne will finish his career at Old Trafford.
Do you?
I think, why would he want to go take his wife and kids to China, the other end of the world, when I would imagine probably his kids are at school here quite happy, him and his wife are quite happy to have them at school here. Why would they travel all that way? This doesn't sound particularly nice, but the true fact, why would he go there anyway? I'm sure he's earned enough with his football ability in this country not to bother about going anywhere else.